one of the many profiles of leadership in Parsha Shoftim, the opening profile of leadership, of course, is the Shoftim and Shochim. This is Police Appreciation Week. Right? The Sedra opens with recognizing the value, the significance of the local judiciary and local law enforcement. The local police, or maybe the sounds from Rashi, that is shoter in the original sense means more a sheriff or a bailiff who is implementing the decisions of the Shoftim. And then the Torah says, look, the local Shoftim are critical, but they're not always sufficient. What's going to be if a Shaila comes up in your town and the Beis Din of your town doesn't feel qualified to answer the question? They're not sure what the din should be. The Kamtav Elisa Torah says you got to go up to Beis HaMikdash, Makam Shiv Hashem, you go up ultimately to Beis HaMikdash, and there you will find Sanhedrin HaGadol, the chief supreme Beis Din sits right next to the Mizbeach, and you're going to ask them what to do. The interesting question, who's coming to the Beis Din Gadol? Is it the local Rabbanim, or is it the actual Balei Dava, the original questioner? So the truth is, in the literature, in the Tshuva literature, you find both scenarios. Sometimes you find Tshuvas of Gedolei HaPoskim responding to individual questioners, individual Sholem. They have the Shaila, they reached out. I mean, sometimes you'll find that the Gedolei HaPoskim are writing to local Rabbanim. You find that often in Moshe Feinstein Shuvas, you find that often in Yehuda Shuvas, and many, many, many Sifrei Shailos and Shuvas. They're writing to the local Rabbanim. And he said, I'm not sure what the din should be. I'll send a letter to Noda Behuda. I'm not sure what the din should be. I'll send a letter to Moshe Feinstein. So the Sefer Chinuch defines here Mitzvah Tav Tzadi Vav 496. Shenimnanu milachaloka bali akabala aleim hashalom. We're forbidden to dispute the masters of the tradition, the Sanhedrin Agadol. Umilashanos is divrehem velatseis mitzvasam b'chol inyanei haTorah. Not just to argue, but to argue lamasa, to actually act, like, to practice halacha. In a way that's inconsistent with the Sanhedrin Agadol. Sanhedrin Agadol said the din is X, and I'm going to do Y. Lo sasur adam shiv gid lo chayaminu small. The Sefer says zoom mitzvahs lo sasay. That is the real mitzvahs lo sasay. It's a lav, not to veer away from the path that the Sanhedrin Agadol has laid out. So what's a sharashay hamitzvah? Very, very unusually fascinating, usually rich comments of the Sefer Chinuch, as we've seen over the last number of months. Every shoresh is so rich. And let's take a look at what he says here. Misharash HaMitzvah. What's the significance of having a Beis Din HaGadol? Why do you have to have a Beis Din HaGadol? And this really gets to the questions we're going to see of centralized authority in general. Centralized halachic authority. Deos b'nei ha'adam chalukin zeh mizeh. Different people think about things differently. Different people have... The Gemara and the Brachas comments, it's like people's faces are unique and distinct. And I am my face not the same as yours, and his face not the same as that one. Even with a mask, you can often tell people apart, right? Everyone has a unique face, so everyone also has a unique mind. Their minds, the way the method of thinking, sort of the Mahalach Machshav, the bent of mind, also, every person's mind's thoughts are different. So the Gemara says, the Sefer Chinuch says, look, people have different ways of looking at the same situation. Different people may have different perspectives. Lo yishtavu la'olam harbe deos b'dvarim. There are many questions that are not really settleable. There are many questions that will be a source of ongoing machlokas. There will be multiple perspectives. Different people have different ways of looking at the same question. V'yodeya adon ha'kol baruch hu, And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the master universe, knew. She'ilu tiya kavanas kesuvei HaTorah misro b'yad kol echad v'echad v'bnei adam ishesh k'pi sichlo. If how to, in, the question of how you interpret k'suvei HaTorah, how you interpret the Torah shebichsav, how you interpret the Chumash, if that's for each Jew to decide on his own, yifarish kol echad v'hem divrei HaTorah k'pi sivara. So, everyone have their own opinion. This is going to be a tremendous amount of machlokas. If every Jew gets to decide for himself, there's going to be Teyase HaTorah k'chama Toros. It's going to seem as though there are many different Toros. He says, I already addressed this in the mitzvah HaSeh of Acher Rabban Lahatos. Al-Kain, Elokeinu Shu Adon Kol HaChachmas. Kadosh Baruch Hu is a master of all wisdom. You see Chachmas HaBore in the following. Hishlam Toros, Seinu Toros, Emes, Im HaMitzvah HaZos. He completed the content of the Torah with this mitzvah. This is a mitzvah not of substance, but of process. Shetzivanu lehisnaheg ba'al pi ha'perush ha'amiti ha'mekubel ha'chamein ha'kadmom aleim ha'shalom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm giving you the other taryab mitzvahs. I gave you the other 612 mitzvahs. How are you going to know how to practice them? It's so often unclear what the intent of a particular pasuk in Chumash is. Many pesukim in Chumash lend themselves to more than one interpretation. So how are you going to know how to actually implement, how to actually practice the other 612 mitzvahs? That's what this mitzvah is for. To tell you that ultimately, if there's a lack of clarity in terms of how to interpret pesukim of Torah, how to make them implementable, ultimately you got to follow, in terms of practice, you have to practice halacha according to the interpretation of the Chachamim HaKadmonim. But not only in terms of traditions we have from earlier generations, but in every generation we are obliged to follow the interpretation given by the Chachamim who have a Masor going back to previous generations. In every generation, you have Tamei Chachamim who have spent enormous amounts of time drinking up the words of previous generations. And it's put in days and nights to understand them properly. If we follow the position of the Chachmei, the great Chachmei Torah of the generation, that's the surest way to end up with the correct interpretation, to practice halacha properly. But Zula said otherwise, Nispatech HaMachshav Oseinu, Aniyus Datan L'Sach Klal, Lo Nitzlach L'Kol. If we're always going to be following just what I think, it's not going to end up working out well. Very fascinating. He goes on to say, does that mean that they're always right? He says, in general, it's going to be a perush amiti hamakubal. They're going to get it right. He's going to the Chachmei HaMasorah. They're going to get it right. But then he goes on to say, al derech ha'emes v'ha'shevach ha'gadol b'zos ha'mitzvah arba zecharon l'vacha. Says, there's incredible intellectual honesty. Very, very commendable intellectual honesty in the following in Chazal comment. Lo sosir men yom ha'smol, don't turn to the right or to the left. I feel yom rochal yamin shu small shul yamin. Either they tell you that right is left and left is right. Lo sasur mitzasam. Don't move away from what they're saying. What does that mean? They tell you that right is left and left is right. There are different interpretations, ironically. But the Sefer Achinuch says, you know what it means? Kelomar, I feel you heim toim b'davechim and advarim. Every once in a while, they're going to make a mistake. They're human. Every once in a while, it's really right, and they're going to say left. It's really left, they're going to say right. Really, the din is mutter, they're going to say asir. Really, the din is tame, they're going to say tar. It will happen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to... So you might ask, in a rare situation where the Beis Din made a mistake, so was I really doing the wrong thing? So he says, no. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, this is how I want Torah to be actionable. This is how I want Torah to be implementable. Nasek tosam, we're supposed to act. We were supposed to act according to their mistake, even though they really, this, generally they 99% of the time, they correctly understand, they correctly apprehend what was Kavanas HaBor, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu have in mind. Every once in a long, long while, they get it wrong. Tov lisbol tos echad v'yu hakol mesurim tachas daitim ha-tov tam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up the system halacha this way. That there should be a body, a governing body, even though every once in a while they're going to get it wrong. Okay. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that we should be all be following the psak of the Gedolei HaPoskim, the Chachmei Hadar. He says, to say everyone just do whatever you think makes sense is a net loss. It's a tremendous net gain when you're cuff up to the Chachmei HaMesorah. Because 99.999% of the time, they're going to get it right better than if you just would decide your own. I have once in a long while they make a mistake. Okay. But I'm doing the right thing because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said practice halacha according to the Pesach of the Sanhedrin HaGadol. I did. That's what they said to do. It can't remain just an abstract. I have to do whatever really HaKadosh Baruch Hu had in mind. I mean, that is ultimately what we're trying to do. But it has to be implementable. So it says that's why the implementation is listen to the Chachmei Yisrael. And step two, when there's a machlokas within the Chachmei Yisrael, the Stavu Gamkin, Shilu Olam, it's for the same reason that you have Acheram Lahatos. There has to be a rule. There has to be a heuristic. There has to be a way to figure out what do I actually do. The goal is to act according to Ratzon Hashem. But if we don't have access directly, Moshe Rabbeinu is not here. We can't directly ask the Kadosh Baruch Hu, what do you want? So there has to be an implementable system. And the system HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose is follow Chachmei HaMesorah, and when there's Machlokas, follow Rov Chachmei HaMesorah. And then he says, and we'll close with this, very, very fascinating. He goes on to say, might be sensitive to time, we have a couple minutes left, so we're not going to read the second paragraph inside. This is an unusually long Shor HaShem Mitzvah. He already gave us the gist of it. Kadosh Baruch set up a system of Chachmei HaMesorah and following the Chachmei HaMesorah and following the Rov because he wanted the halacha to be implementable and the halacha should not splinter. But then he goes on to say that there's a very famous agada in Bav Metzia, the end of the fourth parak, New Testament base. It's the story of Tanuro Shel Achnai, the Achnai oven. The Machlok is Rabbi Lezer Chachamim. Hamasmahas kol shoma. He says that story, says Sefer HaChinuch, he editorializes. That story shocks anyone who hears that story. What's the story? Remember, there's a whole machlokas between Rebbe Lezer and the Chachamim, whether a particular issue in Hilchas Kalim, whether a particular type of oven is Makabel Tumma or not. It was cut into rings and it's reattached. So machlokas tamei or tahar. Is makabel tum is not makabel tum. So you remember the Rebbe Lezer called forth all sorts of miracles, ultimately a basko, to say we pass like Rebbe Lezer. And Yeshua, Amr Yeshua, Ragel the Gemara, and Yeshua stands on his feet and says, "I don't care." Achrei Rab Lahata, excuse me. He says, "I don't care." Lo bashamayimi. The Torah says, "Come in a couple of lane, a couple of weeks." The Torah is not in heaven. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us, post-Moshe Rabbeinu, with the death of Moshe Rabbeinu, is no longer ongoing revelation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects us to figure out halacha, not through Koach HaNevuah, and not through Nisim, through applying our minds to the Torah that he gave us, to try to figure out what HaKadosh Baruch Hu have in mind for this particular scenario. So, it doesn't matter that Rebbe Lezer is calling forth Nisim, Rebbe Lezer is calling forth the Basko, Lo Bashamayim. That's already striking. But then the Gemara goes on to say, The epilogue to that story in Bav Metzia Daf and Tes is Rabbi Nassan would have conversations from time to time with Eliyahu HaNavi. So Rabbi Nassan asks Eliyahu HaNavi, what was the Kadosh Baruch Hu? What's going on in Shamayim? When Rabbi Shua Amar Shua Raglav and he said Lo Bashamayim. Take a look inside. He says, what was the Kadosh Baruch Hu doing? He says, my other kutcher brich b'yishaita. What was Rabban Shalom doing at the time? Amalei chiyach v'yamar nitzchuni banai. Kadosh Baruch Hu smiling, he's laughing. He says, ah, my sons won. My sons won me. Shaya, so what does that mean? Kadosh Baruch Hu was happy that the Talmidei Chachamim, Yib Yeshua and the others, won against God. What does it mean, won against God? This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Sameach, Shehayu Banav Holchim V'Derech HaTorah V'Mitzvasah V'Hatos Acher Rabim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was happy that they're implementing Torah using the procedure that I gave them. They're not looking at the Nisim, and they're following the road. Masha'aman Nitzchuni Banai says, my sons won Chalilius Nitzachan L'Fam Baruch Hu. When you win against God, it's heretical, it's nonsensical. Hey, you win against God. It's even silly to say God is always right. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the universe. The entire universe exists because of him. What does it mean to win against HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It's a hot converter. What do the words mean? He says, no. Perish HaDevah Inyan Zeh. What the Gemara means exactly what we have been talking about. He says, Rebbe Elazar was the truth in Shamayim, the absolute truth like Rebbe Elazar. In other words, the truth is, Rebbe Elazar got it right. And the Chacham got it wrong. Everyone was trying their hardest. Everyone had given their legitimate best attempt to figure out what's Ratzon Hashem, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu have in mind. And the truth is, Rebbe Elazar got it right and Yeshua got it wrong. And which is why the Baskol said, Pasul like Rebbe Elazar. But he says, Avli Shahisa MS Ito Bazeh, in theory he was right, but he didn't manage to convince his Chaverim. And they didn't agree. They didn't agree logically. They have Raiman Adina Kabur Batorah. Lalachazakai Rabin La Olam. So that's exactly what's going on here. And that's how Kadosh Baruch Hu said Nitzcha. Kadosh Baruch Hu smiling, my sons won. My sons won, meaning they actually, in their attempt to figure out what Hashem meant, they got it wrong. Rebbe Elazar really got it right, and Yeshua got it wrong. Yeshua and the others got it wrong. However, practically speaking, they were right. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to implement Torah, there has to be a procedure for actually implementing Torah. They were following that procedure. They were arguing as Chachamim. They were not relying on Nevuah. They were following the road. Rebbe Elazar ha'im mechavim b'zeh ha'emes. Ha'im ba'im olav nikoch mitzvah ha'torah. Shetzivisim l'shma ol divar ha'avro. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is smiling. Baruch Hashem, my children are keeping halacha the way I want them to implement halacha. I told them it is machlokes achram la'atos. And you can't ha'ka p'am. Yesh l'ho dos lahem b'pam ha'zos k'divrayim. He says, practically speaking, the Jews at the time were supposed to follow Yeshua because that was the rove. And therefore, and so to speak, they won against Hashem, meaning at the moment, halacha, practical halacha dictated that they follow what they were saying, and not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu really had in mind. It's a very, very fascinating look at the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose to make halacha implementable through the Chachmei HaMasorah. Very, very fascinating. Everyone's human. They will rarely make mistakes. Rarely, but they will occasionally make mistakes. But Kadosh Baruch Hu says, this is the way I want you to practice halacha. 99% of the time, the Chachmei HaMasorah will get it right, and 100% of the time, you're supposed to act like them. If they're giving a legitimate best attempt to interpret the halacha, that is what Kadosh Baruch Hu expects us to actually do. These are some of the ideas. Thank you so much for joining.